ornate altar that culminates in a sun-inspired sculpture perched at the top. Soak in the silence and the seclusion. Look at all the beautiful decorations and architectural flourishes I don't know the names for. I do know the Church of St. Havel is also known as the Church of St. Gall. Established in the 1200s by King Wenceslas I, named after an Irish monk who helped introduce Christianity to Europe, it was rebuilt in the Baroque style sometime in the 17th century. At least, that's what the internet tells me. The woman sitting up front slowly lifts herself to a standing position, makes the sign of the cross, and shuffles out of the pew. She walks slowly down the aisle, giving me a small smile as she passes, which I return. After the door falls shut behind her, the sound of it echoing through the space, I look around to verify that I'm alone. When I'm alone, I'm able to breathe deeper. My muscles unfurl and relax. It's when I'm alone and it's quiet, I feel most like myself. For a very long time, I felt afraid of the silence, that it would force me to face the things all the noise was covering up. But I'm not afraid anymore. Instead, I've found it can be quite nice to be alone in a quiet place. My stomach rumbles. Hunger wins out over contemplation. I slide out of the pew and back into the cold, pull up my collar, and cut through the market at the end of the block, traversing narrow, cobbled streets, sidestepping people who are walking backwards to take photos on their phones, not paying attention to where they're going, dodging the occasional kamikaze biker. The chaos of it makes me wistful for home. I stop at a kiosk to grab a tredelnik, which is essentially a donut shaped like a beer can. My second one today. I'm glad this is a good walking town. If it weren't, with the way I've been eating, I'd need to buy new clothes. Another few blocks and three near collisions, I find my destination. A blank building with a small open doorway that leads into a pool of shadow. I step into the gloom, to an indoor shopping plaza. You'd never know it was here if you weren't looking for it. There's a luggage store, a travel agency, and most important to my needs right now, a grocery store. I grab a basket and wander the aisles. Grocery stores are my favorite thing about being here. In America, you get used to a certain layout. Fruit and vegetables on one end, dairy on the other, meat along the back wall, everything else in the middle. The layout is different here. The meat counter is off in one corner, and the freezer case is in the other. The aisles are different lengths, so you get the feeling you're playing Pac-Man. Plus, nearly everything is in check. It's a bizarro version of a grocery store. And sometimes, even when I don't need anything, I'll go to one and stroll around, mostly looking for what's familiar, but occasionally grabbing something I don't know to see if I can figure out what it is. Like my own personal game show, where sometimes you end up with really delicious potato dumplings, and sometimes you end up with meat of unknown provenance. I fill my basket with bread and eggs and bacon and apples and frozen vegetables and chips and other assorted items that'll get me through the next few days. The girl at the checkout counter is a thin brunette with a pixie cut, her small boy body swimming in a yellow polo shirt. She smiles and scans the items, and I smile back. I'm sure she speaks English, because she's young. Most young people in Prague do. But I say ahoy anyway because it makes me feel like I'm assimilating.
Jak si mas?
She asks. How are you? Dobri, I tell her. Good. She smiles again, recognizing from my stuttered inflection that I am not a native. But at least I'm trying. I pay the bill and head back toward the apartment. As I exit the building, I nearly bump into a tall man with a sharp nose and cheesy ponytail and reflective aviator glasses. He puts up his hands, showing off fine leather gloves, and says, Brumind. Sorry. He lingers for a second, looking into my face like maybe he recognizes me, which happens every now and then. I must look like a lot of people. After a moment, he smiles again, this time giving me a flash of dazzling, nearly glowing teeth and turns away from me. As he turns, he says it again, Brumind. Weirdo. I've always had an ear for languages. Growing up in New York will do that. Not that I can speak anything fluently, but I can usually get the gist if the person is speaking slow enough. This town has been my first true test of how good I am, and the answer is, not very. The way people speak when they're home is fast, loose, comfortable. They slow it down when they go somewhere else. That's why I was able to pick things up. Here, I feel like I'm watching a foreign film at double speed with no subtitles. Not that it matters. I've found when you're in a foreign country, there are six things you need to be able to say. Just six. The first is, sorry. The rest are, please, prosim, thank you, dekuji.